Definitely, when they first approached me with this, I thought, actually it didn't take me that long to come up with wanting to make Chardonnay and wanting to make a very pure, very vibrant, very, Burgundian style Chardonnay, but not kind of a Côte d'Or, but definitely kind of a Chablis-like style. I love the wines in Chablis for their freshness, their vibrancy, their minerality, and their purity. And I've been such a big fan of certain styles of Chardonnay in the Okanagan. And I think there's a real future for this style of wine, which is, again, more terroir-driven, mineral-driven. There's a saltiness to it. And that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted elegance and finesse over power. A bit confusing with the name TNT because it denotes something which may be the total opposite. But this wine has got a lovely textural feel to it. It's got nervous tension, all these things that I love in wine, and which makes them food friendly. I think that was the most important thing for me. I wanted this kind of salty, mineral vibrancy to the wine. And also I wanted a little bit of funk. I think a little bit of funk is good in wine. And I know you've spent a lot of time in France, and I have too, and in Europe, and I wanted a little bit of an edge to it. And I think we've achieved that through the wild fermentation and through the very, very natural process that we put the wine through.
What about terroir?
Sequoia Vineyard, so it's the same vineyard that pretty much all of the Psalm of the Year's wines have come through. I think terroir is a very interesting concept in the Okanagan. I'm not sure it's been totally, completely looked at specifically, and I think it's something what we're doing right now. And actually, the most exciting thing for me was spending a few weekends up with Michael Bartier, David Schofield, and Alberto Antonini up in the vineyards and discussing and talking about terroir. I mean, it's a very terroir down in the Black Sage area.
What's the name of the?
I call it Sequoia, but I call it
Sequoia. Okay.
Yeah, I can never pronounce it quite better. A lovely Portuguese couple that own it and run it, and it's a beautiful vineyard. So I'm really excited about the future of the Okanagan, just seeing where this style of Chardonnay can go. Because I think for food and for sommeliers and for restaurants, I think this is wonderful. It's a food wine. Maybe not be the oak bomb that other people have, but I really enjoy it.